We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We are celebrating the 20th season of Wildin' Out. We have cast members every morning this week, and we have Chico Bean and Justina Valentine this morning. And we're asking, this comes from a comment that Game said yesterday. We're talking about friends. Do we put too much pressure on our friends? That is the question. You know, things change. You know, at one time, yeah, it was easy. We'd play ball all day long. We'd play video games. You know, we'd go out and hang, go to the clubs and all that. But now, when you get a little older, you know, you got families. There's things to do. Do we put too much pressure on our friends? That is the question. We'll start with you, Justina.
Yes, because some of your friends, you know, they just don't progress with you. They want to stay bums. They still selling regular weed. And you still love them. It's the truth. But you gotta love them from afar, cause we not selling regular weed no more. Like, we doing different things. And then those people become liabilities. Cause I have some friends that I love and I grew up with, but I can't bring them around anymore because I don't know what they're gonna do. And then they're a reflection of me. So you gotta love them from a distance, not bring them to your industry events. And you know, it's a space in your heart.
You are the celebrity of the crew, right? You're on Wildin' Out. You're doing right. So many different things. You had a movie. You got records. So when they have events, you are the person they expect to come because right. They want to show you off to their friends.
Right.
And that's not a real friend then.
And it's like a meet and greet when you think you're going that's to someone's right. birthday or like family party. So it's like you got to pick and choose when you do it. You can't do all of them. And if they're really your friend, they're going to understand. And there's a lot of people that don't understand. But like I said, just buy a little ounce of that regular weed from them and keep it moving.
Chico?
Yeah, let's not
disparage regular weed. Please. There's still a market for that out here.
There is definitely a market.
And there's some successful salesmen of regular weed. So salute to those dudes. But I think that I just think people are dependent upon what you bring when you have a certain type of energy. So I never fault people for being upset about not being able to have my presence, because I understand the type of energy that I bring to any situation. So I think that we have a responsibility as people who have been given the blessings that we've been given. If somebody is really your friend and somebody you really love them, to sit them down and explain like what comes with this, because they don't understand. They just see what they think is going on. It's times that you have to take the time out to say, hey man, this is the reason why this has to change, and this is different, and this is different. I think if without doing that, you're just letting them, leaving them to their own devices, and you're not allowing them to understand what comes with a level of success that most people never reach. Like, how many DJ Envy's are in your family?
Right.
How many Charlemagne's are in yours? It's only one of those, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when you are that one, it comes with a greater responsibility.
But I will say this, you know, for me, it's not even the money, the celebrity, or the fame. It's more of the family, right? I got 6 kids and a wife. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's separating that time. So if somebody has a birthday party or something, has somebody, I got to split that time with my kids playing football, my kids playing basketball, or me just trying to be there for my kids. You know, like you said, we are on the road. We're doing shows. Sometimes you're lucky enough where you can take your daughter, because it's summertime. She doesn't have school. But right. The times when we are home, it's like, I want to get that time in that I missed. You know what right. I mean? And sometimes I'll be like, I'll be honest, I don't want to go. I want to spend the time with my wife. I want to spend the time with my kids.
That's right.
I like seeing the moments of, you know, like this weekend was, I call my daughter Jailbird, right? This was the first time she broke out of her crib. Like, she hopped over the thing and like, I was there for that. But if I'd have been on the road, or I would have missed that. You know what I mean?
Right. So, you know, that comes with a level of being in the game for a certain amount of time, and certain things is never going to impress you anymore because you've been doing this for 30 years.
Right.
So if you're still trying to get the pleasure of being in the club after 30 years, of course you tripping. You know, I'm talking about for those, that progression, the mm-hmm. process of progression yeah. throughout your career. You've had to teach people as they go with you. Now, if you 30 years in and there's still somebody mad at you, you don't want to come to the strip club, then that's not your friend.
Right.
But somebody who understands, you grew them to understand that, hey, I got 6 kids now. Now it's time for me to dedicate myself this direction. Like, most people don't understand it if you don't teach them, because they don't ever get to the position to be able to do the things that you do being somebody who's successful.
Yeah, I agree with Game for the most part. I agree with most of what he's saying, because if you're my friend, you're my friend. But I'm not going to put pressure on you. Like, I'm not going to stress you to show up everywhere because you're my partner. But you also got to know your friends, right? Like, all my people know how I am. Mm-hmm. Folks know I don't like to go out. Okay, you know what I mean? But I do think you have to make time for your real friends. Right. You know what I mean? I have friends that I want to see at least once a month. I like kicking it with them. So, you know, we make sure we get up in politics at least once a month. But I'm also in a blessed position that I have, you know, business with my friends, and, you know, I work with my friends, and, like, you know, we end up in a lot of the same spaces.
Same space,
like, even
right.
last night going out to the, you know, the Book of Hov thing, my best friend, my wife is with me, but mm-hmm. then, like, it's like Angela Rye is there, and, you know, Tamika Mallory is there. Like, these are my people. My son is there. He's my partner. So it was good that all of us could get together for moments like that.
And you've upgraded yeah. your circle. You know right. what I mean? You've upgraded the circle of people that you're able to that's operate right. with. Most people don't, that's what I'm saying, they don't have the access that you have. So if you upgrade your friends, like, all of us in here have the same level of access depending on where we are. Mm-hmm. Most people that come with you only gonna have that access if you're there.
Right.
So
right.
you gotta that's be real. Able to help your friends upgrade their access. You know what I mean? And I think that comes with that level of training throughout the time.
But I also like, even with my friends, I like to invite them to my crib. And the reason why I'm my friend, because now everything's at my crib. I got my kids here. I got my wife. You bring your kids. Now, it's family. We can sit there. We can drink. We ain't got to worry about getting home. We ain't got to worry about what happens out there. And we could just enjoy. You know?
Hey, baby.
You could do both.
We're going to DJ Envy house. He just invited us. That's what it is. We get to come to his house and
that's
see
right.
how he live it.
Come on through.
We can buy some bracelets as an entry fee, but we're going.
Hello, who's this?
Gary from Houston.
What's up, brother? Talk to us. We're talking about, do we put too much pressure on our friends?
Yeah, I think a lot of it got to do with, like, females. Because I've been seeing female friends just break up over birthdays. A lot of my guy friends I've been with since high school, we probably see each other, like, you know, every once in a while. But it's not really that important to us. You know, we know we got things to do. But females, yeah.
Is that true, Justina?
Take that real serious.
So listen, Justina, if you got homegirls and they don't repost your Maxim cover, Do you feel like they're not your friends?
No, it's all good. Listen, I think you got to accept people for who they are and how much they could give you. You know what I mean? Because everyone's not the same. So, you know, you can reciprocate the energy or just know who that person is. But females with their birthdays, yes, a lot of them are crazy. If you miss a birthday event, like, you are out of their friend circle. I don't know why females are like that. I'm not like that. I'm the type I like to celebrate other people, but some females don't play about that. I've seen girls not speak to other girls that was like one of their besties because they couldn't make it to a birthday trip, which is crazy.
As they do,
they don't play with that.
I see people get mad for not posting, like not posting a friend on a birthday, not posting a Maxim cover, or not posting an event. I see that before,
but I can understand where that comes from too, because most people, the most exciting time of their year is their birthday. You know, that's the only day
that is all about
like,
them.
For real, that's the only day that they get celebrated, and then it's about them. Like, their life is horrible, except but this is the only time I get to be excited and people are happy to be around me. And you kind of forced to be happy to be around somebody on their birthday. So when it's like a birthday trip to somebody or birthday dinner and somebody be like, I'm good. Now you really don't got to deal with me because you don't rock with me the rest of the year anyway. And you miss my birthday dinner. So that's why I think people get mad at that, because most people get their happiness on their birthday. Weekends and birthdays.
So what if your friend call you and says happy birthday and pours into you? Wouldn't you rather that than the public display of affection on social media?
People want the public display more than anything else. They don't even care if you call them. They just want you to show up publicly.
Well, let's talk about it some more when we come back. And I don't really do the birthday dinner because I know that trick, right? That's the trick. Like, yo, Envy!
Get a bill. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. 800-585-1051. Do we put too much pressure on our friends? Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're asking, do we put too much pressure on our friends? Now, this comes from The Game. The Game left a comment, and I'm going to read some of it. Thought it was pretty interesting.
Who read better, you or Jess Hilarious? Or should I say, who read worse?
Jess Hilarious. I still love Jess, though.
I love Jack's accent. When she
need to be a segment. Who raised their hand on The Breakfast Club and just get people to call in and read out loud? That'd be crazy.
Rollins, Ashley Larry. You know, I used to bet him every morning, and I was like, if you can read this sentence or this paragraph without messing up, I'll give you $100, and I would win every morning.
Really? Damn. Yeah, we need to do that. That needs to be a good segment.
And he's stalling now. Because he had to read over it a couple times.
Now I had to pull it up. Now, The Game said, y'all put too much pressure on friends. We are all grown now. If a friend can't make it, they can't make it. If you ain't talked to your friend in 2 weeks, that's okay.
It's coming.
If they got to sit you out.
Who raised their hand? Coming up next, we got Charlamagne Tha God giving it a shot on who raised their hand. That's right.
Hey, you read it. Hey, I'm going to give it to you. No, I'm going to give it to you. Okay. You read it.
Where is it? Let me see. Y'all put too much pressure on friends. We are all grown now. If a friend can't make it, they can't make it. If you ain't talked to your friend in 2 weeks, that's okay. If they got to sit out your birthday festivities because money funny, that's okay. We grown now. Got kids, husbands, boyfriends, wives, girlfriends, careers. It's just not enough time in the day to give your man, kids, customers, clients, work friends, siblings, etc. 100% and still be mentally stable. We are at an age now where it's when we see each other, we see each other. When we do, be present and love on each other during that time. My mother is an English teacher.
Woo!
I'm
a doctor.
I'm a New York Times best-selling author, sir.
Even your inflections were just perfection.
That's somebody to get paid to read ads right there. That's what that is.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. We got Kiera. Good morning, Kiera.
Hello.
Hey. What's your thoughts? Do you put too much pressure on your friends?
You're supposed to. You're really supposed to. People let people off too easy these days, Envy. And that's why everybody turning out so selfish. I can't tell you how many favors, how many things I do for people. They need to reciprocate that. It's true. Friends, if there's a gap, 1 month, 2 weeks, you know, we all cool, we fine. I'm in Miami. I can hit up my girlfriends in New York when I feel like it anytime, and it's all cool. But you have people, and I call them vampire leeches. They like to come, suck everything from you, and they don't give nothing back. Thousands of hours talking to people on the phone,
What you say?
No, me and my kids and everything, we help everybody out. But when it's time, no, they don't turn up. People need to turn up. That's why everybody's so selfish these days.
I do agree with her. You do have to reciprocate. Like, you know, if, you, yes. if this person has shown up to your birthday For party sure. or this person has, you know, hit you up to say happy birthday or whatever, you should reciprocate that. That's the least you can do.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? My name is Stefan.
Hey, Stefan. Good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing today?
Good, good, good. You put too much pressure on your friends?
Man, I used to when I was younger, but as I got older, you know, I kind of realized everybody had their own life, and I had to stop looking through my own eyes, not to...
All right. Well, what's the moral of the story, guys? Where we ending this out? How are we closing this out?
I mean, I think the moral of the story is just reciprocate the energy, right? Like, you should match energies with your friend.
Yeah. You know, and I think if you're busy enough with your own life, you understand the next person when they can't make it to an event. So, you know, those friends that get upset like that, they probably are not in the same space or place as you, so you know.
Yeah, Justina, there's somebody you got mad at for not posting your maximum cover, Chico. There's somebody that didn't repost 85 South show on Netflix.
No, I reposted it.
Not at all. I can care less. Like, that little one back there, make sure I stay in pocket on what's important. So I really don't care about what anybody else thinks. As long as she cool, I think having children changes you in that regard. Like, that's the opinion that matters. You know, if you're a friend, that's a little different than having somebody who you're responsible for and who you're obligated to. So that's what I dedicate most of my energy to. So anybody who can't figure and fit in around that ain't a friend to me anyway. So it makes it easier to be able to identify what matters. And who don't post me or who don't say happy birthday and who don't appreciate my accomplishments don't matter. Because to me, as long as she with whatever I got going on, I'm good.
I will say this. I think I speak to my true circle of friends every day.
Same.
Every day. Somebody, you know, good morning. Yo, you for good? Just checking up on you or whatever it may be. We in a group chat. I speak to them every day.
At least a text.
Yeah. Maybe not on the phone, but at least a text.
Is that necessary, though, for friendship?
Not
is
for
that,
me.
That's not necessary.
If
but
y'all stop talking tomorrow every day, would that change the dynamic of y'all friendship?
No.
Then that's what I think we need to leave it at. You know, if you really are friends and it's somebody you really love, then it doesn't matter if the communication stops. You can stop communicating for months or years, but whenever we come back in, it's like we never left.
That's true friendship. That's how I feel. That's exactly how I feel. That's a real quick question, right, for the parents. Should our children be our friends? Because you know they always say your children shouldn't be your friends. But
yes.
Like my oldest daughter gets, she's 15. That's my little partner. You know what I mean?
Man, listen.
My daughter, my son, my friends.
Man, my daughter is my partner. I understand you can't be, in my opinion, you can't be, you know, naive to the reality of the fact that these kids have access to way more information than we did. It was much more difficult for our parents to be friends with us because of the world that we lived in and the lack of information that we had. Now, being dishonest with your children the way that you had to kind of be dishonest with us when we were growing up, you can't do that because all they're going to do is pick the phone up and see that you're full of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's right.
I quote myself. You see it?
That's right.
All the way. So I think that it is possible to be friends. Now, you can't, you know, let your kids look at you as somebody that they can be friendly with all the time. Right. Now, you got to have a level of respect there. But I want my daughter to be comfortable to talk to me as though she would talk to one of her buddies.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Because I want that information to come to me first so I can help her navigate through whatever the world has for her that I've already experienced that she hasn't. So I want to be my kid's
friend. I love trolling my oldest daughter. We be playing the pause game. You know what I'm saying? This generation isn't that far removed.
You play the pause game with your 14-year-old?
Because they do it.
Yeah, they do
it. Like, the same way Logan want to be in the group chat with us, his son.
Yeah, my son want to be. He was like, put me up. I'm like, I'm not putting you in the group chat with me.
Hey, Logan, you do not want to see what your father and this man talk about. You do not want to see the pictures and stuff they send to each other, Logan. Stay out of there. Stay out of the matrix.
All right, when we come back, we got Pastor Aux. Nyla will be joining us, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.